I don't get no grant, and I'm God's prophet. I was sick to Pharaoh's court, and I said whatever I want to say, because I do not get a grant. I'm so sick and tired. I got a card, a pocket full of cards here. Every town I go in, here somebody meet me. I am the only member of the school board. I am the only public official in the city. I am the only black man serving on this board and that board. I ought to tear up all these cards. Because if you're the only, then you ought to be lonely. I'm sick and tired of black folk who think that they have already arrived just because they learn how to spell compressed ability, even though they got to break it down in syllables. C-O-M, com, P-R-E-S, press, P-R-T-I, A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, ability, compressed ability. They don't know, and I don't care myself. I want jobs. Just because they know the difference between you does and he does. Because they discover that every sentence has a noun. That's the subject and the verb. That's the predicate. And that the verb must always correspond with the noun. They think that they are better. Always invite pastor of the biggest black Baptist church, the bishop in the Methodist church, and the black undertaker downtown to the Chamber of Commerce. I know I've been there. Don't go no more, because they don't serve a devilish thing except tea and cookies. And they say, you know, we would not mind having integration if all of the Negroes were like you. We would not mind having busing if all of the Negroes were like you. We would not mind having our neighborhoods integrated if all of the Negroes were like you. But you are different from the rest of the Negroes. And the black folk go and eat up all the cookies and drink up all the tea. And then they stick their chest out. And they say, you know, we are different. Come think about it. We are different from the rest of those Negroes. Let me tell you right now, I don't care what kind of degree you got. They'll beat your head just like they will my head. A black PhD head will be beaten and bruised. Just like a DD's or no DE head. So the PhDs had better get together with the DD's, and the DD's had better get together with the MD's, and the MD's had better get together with the no D's. And those of us who've been to no house better work for those with no house. It grieves me severely whenever I see a black man who has made his way from across the railroad track, living in a house with a bath and a half. Didn't even have two bathrooms. Just a bath and a half. I didn't think he has it made. Brothers and sisters, white and black, young and old, rich and poor. We may not have come over here on the same ship. Your ancestors may have come on the Mayflower, and mine may have come on slave ships from Biafra or from Nigeria. But I, the coast, no, we may not have come on the same ship, but I, the dog of we ain't sinking today in the same boat. You can be as satisfied and content as you choose to be, but I'm not going to be. A young man met me at the airport and said, now let's figure out this time. shall we go? What shall we do, doctor? What shall we do? What shall we go? I don't think we ought to go. Maybe we ought to just try to get your plane fare back from the Newark airport and let you go, because the students will be gone by the time. The activity period is all over. And I didn't want to embarrass him, because he's a new administrator. Hadn't been here but 2 weeks, and I said I did not want to get him fired. You know, I didn't want to embarrass him, but I wanted to say, do you mean I'll come all the way up here to New York, and then you won't send me back? See, I'm God's prophet. I ain't looking for no money, and I don't need none. As long as I got God and I got people, God's going to take care of me. And he's done it all these years. And I can already have my round trip ticket. My reservations are for tomorrow. Tomorrow. And I'm not going to take that little old flying, that little old plane out of here either. Somebody here, or somebody in Pulaski, Poughkeepsie, go take me to LaGuardia. God is going to have you carry me. And I'm going back when I have done my work. And only when I have done my work will I be headed back. We have a job assignment. Trouble with us is that we have too many leaders that are not willing to suffer with the people. That are not willing to deny themselves in order that the cause may be advanced. President Carter, the other day with a stroke of the pen, pardoned and released Patty Hearst. I thought that was fine. I was glad to see her out. I think that she ought to get married, do whatever she wants to do. I've been to prison 44 times. I know what prison is like. But it is a shame and a disgrace for him to pardon Patty Hearst and Ben Chambers, and the woman contend remains in jail. You better wake up. I said those cushions will be stolen from under you if you don't wake up. You're going to be talking about, this is my seat. This is my cushion. And you'll discover that you won't have anything. And we could increase the federal budget for defense to build more bombs. It must not be done at the expense of cutting back on social programs and on social security. And that's what the president has agreed to do in Germany. They said at the NATO conference that they were going to increase their budget by 3%. The Japanese said they were going to increase their budget by 3%. The United States said it was going to increase theirs by 3%. When the Germans went back home and the Japanese went back home, they saw that domestic situation and they decided they were not going to spend. They were not going to spend another penny on defense. But the United States, we're going to spend it on defense and cut back on the social programs. Proposition 13 is going to prevail. I want to tell you right now, my brothers and sisters, that this is not right, for we don't need bombs. We need bread and butter. And don't worry about upon you in believing. I lead you to believe. That we have a system of government, a rugged free enterprise. No, no, we don't have it. No man can lift himself by his own bootstraps. Especially when you don't have a boot, much less a strap. You got to get the boot in the strap before you can do any lifting. You don't have no system of rugged free enterprise in America. What we have in America is subsidized socialism for the rich. And you have a rugged free enterprise for the poor. Surely there ought to be tax reform. I believe in tax reform. There ought to be tax reform. The tax load ought to be taken off our shoulders, the poor people, the underprivileged people, the suffering people, and it ought to be put on the shoulders of the wealthy corporations. General Motors, AT&T, Standard Oil, Ford Motor Company, and a company known as AT&T. I don't say nothing about Mr. Rockefeller today. And all those foundations. And here you are, can't get your tuition paid. I have three children in college, and I have a young son in the second grade. Don't let nobody fool you thinking that Ralph Appleton is an old man. I got a seven-year-old son. And I have three children in college, one in postgraduate school. And she graduated with honors from Oberlin College in 76. No job, so she had to go on to Boston Conservatory of Music, where this past May she got a master's degree in opera. And now she says, Daddy, I got to go to Europe. I got to go to Europe. I got to go to Europe, Daddy, because a black opera singer can't make it in the United States until they first go make it in Europe. And when Europe says that they are great, then the United States will take them. Racism is a terrible and awful disease. And we sitting back, not involved. I want you to be involved. I want you to get involved. And let's change this situation. I have these other two children in school, another daughter at Emerson College in Boston, and my son, pre-law student at Benedict College, and then Kwame Lipule Abernathy in second grade in Atlanta, Georgia. And we all sit down and top filling out all that B-O-U-G and all that stuff is to ask all this red tape and everything. All kinds of questions they have to raise. You got to almost have a degree to fill out the business thing. We spent $92 billion to send love to the moon. I guess it was the moon. They said it was the moon. I can't prove it was the moon. First time man went up on the moon, he didn't bring back enough. So they sent him back the second time. Still didn't bring back enough. Sent him back the third time with longer orders, bigger sacks. Told him to stay up on the moon a long time. Still down till he got more. So man leisurely climbed out of his capsule and walked across the moon. Stayed up there for more than a week, picking up all the substance, putting it in his sacks. And finally came back to Earth, and this time he did bring back more. Not 30, not 60, but 9 pounds of the same dead blasted buff and rocks from the moon. And we went around passing out new rocks. And we should have been on the plantations of Mississippi, the swamps of Florida, the cotton fields of Alabama, the red clay hills of Georgia. We should have been in Harlem, in New York, in the rocks of Los Angeles, and should have been up here in the slums of Petoskey, passing out loaves of bread to hungry children. I don't know if they'll get the space bubble, but we got to get this thing right. You need penal reform within our country. I don't know his name. I don't know her name. But there's a lawyer right here in this county. There's a lawyer right here somewhere. I did not know the friend. I couldn't find that in the encyclopedia. But if you got enough money, you can kill your mama. And I'm the dog if they can't get you out. They can free you. They will free you if that's if you got enough money. And I guarantee you, is this town big enough to have a jail? Y'all got a jail? You go to Africa, get out, and I'll go up to you, even though you ain't living in New York. Is that the way I say it? New York. Even though you're up here in New York, I go up to you, 80% of the prisoners there are black and poor. The other day, and I'm going to close now, the vice premier came over here, led China, and he's a known communist. I guess he would be the number three or number four communist in the world. Now, they don't call me a communist. I didn't call a communist and everything. He comes over here, and I'm glad that he comes. I'm proud. I don't want you to don't write that down that I'm against that. Because I'm for that. I'm for opening the doors. I believe in coexisting. I think everybody ought to have the right to live. But he comes over here. And he even comes to Atlanta, Georgia. And the one that the papers have called a communist. Do you know they didn't invite me down to be with the communists? To greet, I reckon, if I'm a communist, look like I should have been on there greeting my fellow communist, I guess. But he didn't invite me, you know why? Because he didn't have a seat. They said, Dr. Abernathy, the Peachy Plaza only seats 3,500 in lunch. And all of those seats have been taken. And I said, well, who was it taken by? The capitalist. The capitalist who want to sell, who want to open up trade with the communist world. And Reverend, you don't have nothing to say there, huh? And you ain't got nothing to buy anything with. Any time you talking about money, white racist capitalism will go to bed with any kind of a communist or any other kind of ism. Now, I don't have anything against that man. I don't have one thing against that man. All I'm saying is that if America
can treat that man with courtesy and with kindness, why can't we do the same by our black brothers and sisters right here in this country? If President Carter can hold the Camp David summit and bring Mr. Sadat and Mr. Begin together in an effort to bring about peace in the Middle East, I want to propose that we have another summit at Camp David. And this time we bring the leader of South Africa and the leader of Rhodesia and the leader of France and Great Britain and the leader of West Germany. And I want them to look them in the face and tell them that if you don't end the racist system of apartheid and racism and let there be majority rule in South Africa and in Rhodesia, we go cut you off. We ain't going to buy my soil. We go practice economic sanctions against you. And I tell you what, if you do that, the walls of segregation will crumble in Southern and South Africa within 6 months' time. Now, I know you got to go to class. And I'm going to let you go to class now. When I tell you this, I'm going to really let you go. I'm going to really let you go now. I'm really let you go now. But I want everybody to know that black folk didn't have to come over here. They brought us over here, and they brought us against our will. But since we got over here, we left it. And I'm going to stay. Got this car up the other day. I don't know why they put it in my post office box. My mailbox, I mean post office box, mailbox. Brought it out to my house. Put it in there. It only has on it addressed to River Lip. I guess the postal system is controlled by racist also. Then I read the card, and it says, Dear River Lip, I am still in Russia, where you were a few weeks ago. I know you did not stay in Russia because you could not run your mouth in Russia the way you run it over here in the United States. But if you will organize a movement and take all of the darkies back to Africa, I will give you $3,000 to buy the boats with. And then I will buy you, give you $50 so you can buy some daikikis, Miss Pearl. So once you get over there, you can be the head of the tribe. And the card is signed by them. Well, I know there are certain things that a nonviolent leader are not put in writing. So I didn't write it. Why did that? And then secondly, I know that there are certain things that a nonviolent leader ought not say. But then, because I was no attorney at this, so I decided I would keep the card until I came here to deliver this lecture. And I would tell you what to tell Whitey, in case you see Whitey. Will y'all do it for me? If you see Whitey, will you tell Whitey, will you give Whitey a message for me? You know, sir, I won't look bad. You have to protect your leader now, you see. Are you going to put it in the paper and let Whitey read it in the paper? It may be Ms. Whitey or Mr. Whitey. You're getting it on the tape, and you're going to play the tape where everybody can read? Are you all going to tell if I tell you, if I give you the message? Will you all go and tell the message? I want you to tell Whitey three things. God bless you. Thank you. Number one, I want you to tell Whitey, how in the devil can you get back where you've never been? The first time I stepped on Nigerian soil, I felt such a kinship to Africa that I wanted to get on and kiss the ground. And when I got to Ghana, I didn't like the Pope the other day. I got on and kissed the soil. But do you know I had not been in Africa but 3 weeks before I was homesick? You want me to tell you where I was homesick from? The United States of America. But I can be more specific than that. I was homesick for an Angelica. But I can get real specific. I was homesick for 690 Laverne Drive, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, where I sit a white bungalow and a black woman who is the very quintessence of the fact that black is beautiful and Lord knows it's beautiful to be black. Range is my clue. Who came to Pharaoh's court says that you can't go back where you've never been. I'm proud of Africa because it's the home of my ancestors, but America is my home. Africa is not my home. Second thing I want to tell you is this. If I decide to go over to Africa and pick me a group of students from this college and from Vassar and from Morehouse and Spelman and North Carolina, A&T. If I decide to just take 150 students over there for a study, say 6 months or so, we're not going by no boat. If I decide to go there, we're going first class on 747 jets. And tell her, I don't know about CQs. When I pulled off my bungalows at Resurrection City in Washington, D.C., where I exposed poverty in this country and won a guaranteed annual wage. I don't wear that CQ, so if Whitey wants to make a contribution to my wardrobe, then get me a bottle of 500, a hot chocolate mark. But the final thing I was going to tell Whitey is this, until the Englishman goes back to England. The Frenchman goes back to France, until the Italian goes back to Italy, the Irishman goes back to Ireland, until the Jew goes back to Israel, and the Arab goes back to Lebanon, or Egypt, or some other neighboring country, and the white man gives America back to the Indian, I forget that the black man is not worth staying. And power to the people.